The Australian Digital Health Agency started mid-year last year in 2016, and one of the first things we did, which was really important, was put in place something that Australia's been lacking for many years, which is a coordinated plan for digital health services and technology and the way they should improve our health systems and communication of health information around the system. All the key stakeholders were involved in contributing to a document that really very sensibly lays out a way forward with some very practical steps, but it also addresses a lot of just fixing the fundamental basics of the way health system information needs to flow around. So something called secure messaging, for example, is another one of the fundamental pillars, and that's just simply a word for saying, you know, sending an email, if you like, from one clinician to another so that your health information can travel electronically rather than on a piece of paper.
You've mentioned it a bunch, but what is My Health Record?
Yeah, look, My Health Record is one of our key national platforms. It's essentially a mobile health record that's a secure account, if you like. I mean, I'm a GP, and when I explain it to my patients, I say it's like having a bank account that is in your control. You can put a pin on it, and all of the people in the health system that you see can put bits, deposit bits of information in there for you, and then you'll have them for all time. You can see it on your mobile phone. You can carry it around. It's actually quite a big change in the way people can interact with their health information. And it's been set up in legislation. It's actually been in operation for 5 years. If you want one today, you simply go onto the MyGov website and answer some steps to validate yourself and verify who you are. And it can connect to all your other MyGov services. But it's one of the things in there.
So this is actually the Australian public's right to know this information. Could you talk to me a little bit how this might change the power balance between healthcare providers and healthcare patients?
Look, I think it's likely to lead to quite significant changes in that area. The legislation in Australia we have around privacy provides for us to have access to all of our personal information. Healthcare information has even more secure protections around it than other kinds of information. And of course, the My Health Record system is set up to be absolutely consistent with all of those rights we have in terms of our privacy legislation. But we think that by doing it in such a way, we've created a system where people will be able to get the benefits and advantages of having access to that information and allowing the clinicians to have access to that information, and perhaps down the track also allowing researchers, if they choose to have access to that information for sort of public good and population health and health system planning purposes. But it's been set up in our legislation in such a way that it's incredibly secure, and it's got amazing privacy controls over it too. So you can really control who gets to see the information in there and choose, in fact, what bits of information get to be in there.
As a practicing GP, what does your day look like using My Health Record as opposed to, you know, before that was rolled out? What do these digital health strategies and implementations change for you and for patients?
Well, look, having access to digital health services and, in fact, the information in the My Health Record, as a GP, what it means is that I've suddenly got immediate online access to a wealth of digital information that I may not have ever been able to see or find. I mean, there's really compelling evidence out there that having access to this sort of information for people means that I'm going to spend a lot less time chasing down bits of info like tests and things about you that I may never have found in the first place. I'll just be able to see all the same information as all the other people that are looking after your care, and it means I'll be able to coordinate your care and support you in making health decisions better. And you'll also be much more empowered to actually be able to self-manage your own care and engage in more meaningful conversations with your clinicians. So we really believe it's going to lead to some very significant improvements in health outcomes for people. Also, great safety improvements. We know that clinicians having access to simple medication information that we weren't aware of before means that we're going to be making less mistakes about medications. People are going to suffer less from medication error, which causes a lot of harm and, in fact, death in the community. And we think 2-3% of hospital admissions are directly attributable to medication error. So there's benefits like that, as well as efficiency benefits, like just simply reducing the cost of healthcare for Australia, because as your GP, if I can see you had a blood test in the hospital last week, which for whatever reason I wasn't sent, I don't need to repeat it. You don't need to go through the expense and inconvenience of having it done again. There's just so many advantages for people, as well as simply having access to their own information.
Yeah, you mentioned cost and access. You know, you talked a little bit today about remote communities. How do these digital health strategies affect them, and, you know, will they be rolled out in these remote communities?
Absolutely. This is a national strategy, and this is a system that's been created for all Australian citizens. And in fact, you know, everyone has access to it. And it's even more important for remote and regional communities in some respects to be able to harness the advantages of digital health technologies, because we really can't hope to provide sort of equity of access of healthcare services to people without making better use of digital health services and technologies, which just take us to a new level in the way we can share information and communicate with each other. You know, telehealth services, for example, that are in operation now in the Northern Territory. People can stay in their remote community a couple of hours out of Alice Springs and literally visit a specialist thousands of kilometres away in Adelaide via telehealth, that sort of thing. And we also know that there's going to be a predicted big return on investment when we make substantial investments into things like the My Health Record system. So, for example, every dollar we invest into the My Health Record system, we're likely to see $14 back in return on investment over the next 10 years.
You mentioned in your presentation that other industries are changing with the, you know, digital age, but you think that healthcare maybe isn't adapting as well as the other industries. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question. I think there's actually a lot of complex social reasons and sort of structural funding model reasons, if you like, that contribute to it's hard for the sector to take it up when the model around them is just hindering them in terms of their ability to embrace new ways of practicing and new technologies. So, for example, GPs at the moment operate largely in a fee-for-service basis, and currently it's really difficult for people to access general practitioners via email or digitally, you know, via video consultation. It's just sort of not supported by the funding models, and people aren't doing it in practice. And as well as that, we've got this divide between our primary care sector and our hospital sector in Australia, with different parts of the government funding and running those different systems. And sometimes what that means too is the investment in technology doesn't necessarily happen in as coordinated a way as we'd like to see. And so the systems don't end up being interoperable. So we end up in the situation that we're in at the moment, where we've got some really great health technology and clinical information systems happening in particular sectors of the healthcare community, but they don't talk to each other and they're not the same as each other. And we need to try and fix that.